We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Lindor hits it sharply. It might be two, but it's booted by Turner, and the throw is wide, and off the bag is Stott.
Well, Trey Turner sucks.
Well, I can't disagree. Welcome on in. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, a ton to get into today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. How's everybody doing today?
Well, I mean, I'd be better if the Phillies weren't swept out of Citi Field yesterday, Hugh.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It started off so great, though.
2-0 in the first inning.
Yeah, started off great. A little bit of an error, and then I guess the Mets woke up, which is unfortunate for us.
Yeah, and they seem to wake up against the Phillies all the time. 215-592-9494 for a big show today. We'll get into the Nick Nurse press conference yesterday, which really, I think there's a lot of big takeaways from that. I was mostly very impressed with Nick Nurse. We'll get to that. Hugh went out to Eagles practice yesterday. We want to talk about that. We'll have some great guests, including John Heyman, and of course Scott Fransky to Fransky Friday. But Hugh, sometimes drastic times call for drastic measures. And sometimes you get to a point where you kind of see things clearly. And I'm there now. And look, I don't have a magic wand. You can't really use magic here, but I'm going to pretend I did. And Hugh, I've gotten to the point watching Trey Turner here as a Philly so far where I've watched him every game he's played here. And we know he's had a fantastic career before he put on the Phillies uniform. Fantastic. And there was a reason why he got $300 million. There was. I mean, it wasn't like, what, he got that kind of money. There was a reason. He played to that kind of level for the majority of his career with the Nationals and the Dodgers. But he has not been that as a Philly. And I'm watching a player here who's in his age 30 season, who we know, like the minute the contract was signed, you knew the back of that contract was going to kind of be ugly. So you're like, all right, let's hope we get 5 or 6 great years, and then you deal with the rest. Well, the first year's already bad. I mean, this is a bad year. Trey Turner's been a very poor performer. And, Hugh, I'm watching the Phillies right now. They have no pitching. They have very little depth on this baseball team. And they need to be carried by stars to make it work with the way they constructed their payroll. And Hugh, I thought about it yesterday. If I had a magic wand and I could undo this contract, I would do it. When the contract first happened, I didn't love it. Like, I was like, 11 years for a 30-year-old shortstop? This is going to end poorly. And I'm at the point now, after watching this guy for the first 2 months of the season, where if I had the ability, Hugh, I would undo the contract, and I would have no Trey Turner on the Phillies, and it would give them the opportunity, whenever and however they want, to re-spend the $300 million elsewhere on different players as time goes on pitching. Hugh, I'm at the point where I wish the Phillies could undo the Trey Turner contract.
Now, I understand how you feel. I mean, and there's not a lot to go off of when you see his performance so far. But I'm not ready to give up on Trey Turner. I know that this has been a rough start for him, but when you look at most guys that come to new teams, they normally get off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. One guy that I parallel and I look at when I look at his performance is the performance of Dansby Swanson right now that plays for Chicago Cubs. He came from the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
Somewhat familiar with him. He was the second best shortstop that was out there that was available. And he was a guy that you knew that when Trey Turner was going to get paid, Trey Turner was number one, Dansby was number two, that he was going to mirror similar what Trey got as far as money was concerned. He's not off to a great start as well. He's not.
Well, none of the shortstops are. Correa got paid by the Twins. He's off to a really poor start. You're right, Hugh. Bogarts got paid by the Padres. He's maybe off to the best of the four of them. But none of them are off to super starts. So that first-year thing is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. Happen. And then you think about – I look at it like this. If it wasn't for last year, if it wasn't for the Phillies going to the World Series, Bryce Harper was kind of trending in that same direction. Now, he's playing better now. But he had a rough patch when he first got here to Philadelphia.
He did. His first 2 months were not very good. You're right about that. And, Hugh, it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, just about 4 years ago, maybe we're off by a week or so, but just about 4 years ago, the previous Midday Show, right, mm-hmm. the guys that are on the morning, Joe and John, did it. You know, they had a conversation very similar to this about Bryce Harper. I remember listening that day, and the conversation was, basically, if you could undo the Bryce Harper contract, would you do it? And they went back and forth, and the audience was involved. And, you know, wherever it landed, I think 3/4 or so of the people did not want to undo the contract. About a quarter did. But here's where I see the differences a little bit. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper was 26 when he got here, right? Usually the prime for a baseball player is like age 26 to about 29 or 30. That's the best. And then some guys stay good for 3, 4, 5 more years and then decline hits. Some guys fall off pretty quickly, but you never know. But Bryce Harper was in his prime when he got here. Guys, this is Trey Turner. These are Trey Turner's OPS numbers the last 4 years. 982 in 2020. 911 in 2021. 809 last year. He's at 648 now. Hugh, I understand your point that it might be that the first year jinx. There also is a possibility, and boy, I hope this is not true, that he's on the down. Like it's 4 years in a row he's gone down. Hugh, I think there's a chance the Phillies have signed a player whose best baseball is behind him.
You know, there's always a possibility of that, Joe, but I don't believe that's the case because in his career, his OPS has went up. He's kind of like Schwarber in the sense that his OPS goes up as the year goes on. And we just hit June, and we talked about it yesterday. June was hitting season. So this hopefully today is the day that we start to see these guys turn the corner. I'll say this yesterday. He had a nice little base hit, so there's a chance that things might be turning around for him.
Yeah, first inning he did, and he stole a base, right? And he got home on
the bad throw. Warming up a little bit.
Well, I hope so. But he also had a really egregious play in the field, and that's the other part of this. 215-592-9494. If you could, would you undo the Trey Turner contract? And I would. I mean, right now, if you told me, like, if you just said to me, Joe, you press a button and it goes away, the Trey Turner contract goes away. He's not a Philly. No penalty. And the Phillies get all that money back to spend on other players in the future, I would do it. The other part of this that I look at and I say, man, the future is murky. He has not played a good shortstop. I mean, he just hasn't. And usually
– cannot argue that.
Usually when players get into the 30s, they move off a shortstop, right? They can't handle it. Jimmy Rollins stayed there until he was like 35, 36.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Ripken.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that. Jimmy played there for a while.
Jimmy did. But for the – I'd say most shortstops, like mid-30s, they got to move. We asked him when we were in spring training. We said, like, do you think you could do this? And he said, yeah, I think I could play shortstop my whole tenure here, which was great to hear. But if he has to move off a shortstop one day, and that, I think that's very possible during the 11-year contract, he doesn't hit enough. Like, where's he going to go? Left field? Like, if he has to move off a shortstop, he's got to hit a lot to justify that, and he's not hitting at all right now.
You know what the funny thing about this is, Joe? I've seen the errors that he's made in the outfield, but I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he's probably pressing a little bit.
He probably is.
I mean, when you look at the numbers that he has this year compared to all the other years that he's played in the major leagues, this is by far his worst start.
Totally.
No question about it. And he's in a spot where he's probably unfamiliar with, uncomfortable with, and he's been here for a while, so he's still trying to figure out. He's still trying to navigate all of this. He's still trying to navigate all of this. So with that being said, I would venture to say that he's out there pressing every night.
Well, I don't doubt that. 215-592-9494. Curious where everyone weighs in on this. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, would you? We've watched him here for 55 games. And it's been bad. I mean, he has been right now, I would say, one of the 20 worst everyday players in baseball this year. And, guys, we have an 11-year contract for a 30-year-old that might be in decline. This thing, I know it's similar. And I know that midday in the past had a conversation about Bryce Harper's first year here. But Bryce Harper was better through his first 2 months than Trey Turner. And Bryce Harper was also in his prime. This guy's not – he may not be in his prime anymore. I mean, that's very, very possible. And the other part is, and I want to make it clear on this, it's not just about Trey Turner, because everything Hugh said is true. I mean, you're right, Hugh. I mean, he's better in June and July. He has a track record, pressing first year. Yes. But there also is the question of, like, couldn't they spend the money in better places?
Well,
like, their pitching staff.
That's what I was about to say, especially when you look at the way that this pitching is going right now. Taijuan Walker, he only gave you, what, 4 innings yesterday?
Yeah, and he looked like he was in pain the whole time. I was in pain watching it. He did not look good yesterday. Boy.
This is the way you say it, pain, for me.
It was painful for everyone watching.
Why?
Like, I was cringing watching that guy pitch.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough. I was at Eagles training camp, mm-hmm. so I didn't get – but I was looking at it on my phone. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It was. Well, their pitching staff right now is bad. Like, look, Trey Turner is supposed to be one of the biggest reasons why they're winning baseball games.
And has not been the case.
No, he has not been. He's I would say of all, you list all the reasons why the Phillies are where they are, Trey Turner being an anchor of this lineup, I don't mean it in a good way, anchoring it down, is probably the biggest reason. 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, no penalty, you're out. It's like it's a get today. You get a get out of jail free card on this Friday morning on the midday show. It's one time only. You get to press the button. Trey Turner, I don't know, he just disappears. He goes somewhere else, plays baseball somewhere else, and the Phillies get all the money back.
You can go anywhere, but just not here.
Just not here. Just anywhere else. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, would you do it?
I can't use my get-out-of-jail-free card just yet, and I guess this is a weird way to equate it, but I don't know if I like jail enough yet. I mean, like, I'm only 2 months into a 10-year sentence. Like, you know, maybe jail's cool. No. But, like, look, Trey Turner is too much of a consistent player throughout his entire career for this to be the Trey Turner that we bought. I refuse to believe that. I understand the Bryce Harper thing. He was 26. Trey Turner's a little bit older. I do think Trey Turner is pressing. He's trying to do too much right now. So I'm just as frustrated as everybody else. But I do think he's going to work his way out of it. And I didn't do the math. I don't know what percentage of the way we are through the contract, but
3%. Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
That's just my guess.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, 3% is extremely low. For anyone who would have cut bait with Bryce Harper in that brief time that, you know, when the old midday show offered that up, they would have regretted it. Nick Castellanos, he took a little bit of a year. Now, I hope it's not a year for Trey Turner, but if it is, that's still only one out of the 11 years of this contract. And yes, he's 30, but 30 years old for an MLB player is not out of your prime necessarily.
And you know what? I will say this. 30 now in this day and age is different than 30 10 to 15 years
ago. It's nothing.
Well, that's part of
it. It's different, man. Let's just be real.
I think you're right. I think it's part of why all these teams have given out these long deals. The teams think this too, right? When the Phillies signed Turner, they mentioned this, that like age is different.
Yes.
Their aging curve should be different.
Well,
but the truth is, look, I know one of these years was the pandemic year, so we're shorter. His OPS has dropped 4 years in a row. And like this year could rebound, but it looks like it's about to drop 4 years in a row. Perhaps his aging curve is the old way. Like maybe he's out of his prime.
Well, because of his style of play being that, you know, he's a speed guy.
Yeah.
So like, you know, that is something that you could see decline a little bit. But I got news for everybody who's saying that the back half of this contract is going to be a little rough. We're looking at this Phillies team 5 years from now when Bryce Harper's 35, when Trey Turner's 35. There's going to be a lot of other reasons to be upset about the team not beyond the Trey Turner contract at that point.
Yeah, it looked like it might be skewing more towards pitching.
Seriously, I mean, like we're in a window right now, right? And the Trey Turner thing is rough for the stretch that we're in right now. It doesn't look like we're capitalizing on this window, but I still think if you're looking at just in that little pocket of the next 2 to 3 years, that having Trey Turner in this lineup at this point, because I think when we talked about it this morning, if you went back and were able to do it before the season and spent the money elsewhere, I think you would get a lot of different answers to this. But if you're talking about undoing it right now, I think your best course of moving forward here is still with Trey Turner.
Yeah, it might be. And I'm curious what everyone thinks on this. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract right now, would you? And this is the last thing I'll say before we go to the phones. If free agency started today and we put all the players back that just signed their deals last offseason today into the free agent market, do we think Trey Turner would get 11 years, $300 million?
Yes.
I don't think so. I mean,
you're talking about what he did. You're talking about
he's a free agent today
with the numbers that he has right now.
Yeah, and including his track record, like just so everything.
Yes, I still do.
I you know what?
Because you're being mean.
I'm not. What I'm being is real, and what I'm being is
a little maybe really impatient a little bit, maybe just a little.
Well, think about it. If he starts a hot streak today,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like then all of a sudden this could look ridiculous in a week.
But see, and here's the thing, Joe, and I understand where you're coming from because you want to get back to the show. You want to get back to the big dance. And right now, it doesn't look like that. And every day that this team goes out and performs the way that it does, it chips away at that dream just a little bit more.
Well,
so I definitely get where you're coming from, but I think that he still gives us the best chance to get to where we
want. Yeah, yes, is it maybe a little bit of impatience? Yes, but this is one of the two biggest commitments the franchise has ever put out, ever, right? It's Bryce Harper and it's Trey Turner. It's the two biggest contracts the franchise has ever given out, and the beginning of this marriage is Rocky is putting it lightly. I mean,
yeah,
this
it is. I know. I feel you.
I mean, I guess mean, to go to the analogy, Hugh. Yeah. I mean, am I considering divorce within 2 months of marriage with Trey Turner? Yes. I mean,
it's over.
I mean, I'm drawing up the papers here.
It was all fun in the WBC when everything, you know, swinging from chandeliers and all that. Now all of a sudden, it just went back to bland.
It's not planned. I mean, I'm crying myself to sleep at night. 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract, which is the Phillies fall to 25-31 yesterday. This is not good right now. It is not good. Let's talk to David in Germantown. Hey, David.
David. Snorforce is back. Yeah, Snorforce.
You're back. You're awake with us today. That's good.
Man, don't play that clip. Delete that. Just take that off.
That's Kyle's department. That's above my pay grade. It's Kyle.
What are you laughing for, Hugh?
Laughing, man. I mean, nah. We've all been there, man.
You absolutely hate to see that.
You work hard, you sleep hard. Anyway, speaking of sleeping hard and working hard, they're not playing hard, man. Like these guys. We have the most overrated team, I think, in the league.
Well, right now, yes. I mean, they're the most disappointing team in baseball this year, for sure.
And I told you guys, I don't do this till after the All-Star break. I believe Turner's going to turn it around. I just need somebody to explain to me why he pulled. What were we playing, the Mets? What
yeah.
was it, 1-0?
Yep.
And he went out and he pulled the pitcher. I'm like, bro, he pulled out Suarez. Man on first, man on second. This baseball thing is like a game of chess. But why would you pull a guy? Then you pull a guy, and the guy you put in, what does he do? Gives up another run. We have no pitching.
Well, they do. Their pitching staff, David, you're right. They have no pitching. And that's part of why, and David, we appreciate the phone call. And very glad David's awake with us today, unlike with us last week.
It was
hilarious. And he said we shouldn't play anymore, but it's a great drop. But David's right. The pitching has not been good for this team. But that's part of it, too. Like, when you spend $300 million on a player, like, those players got to carry the weight of things. They have to carry you to wins. And Bryce Harper has done that in his career with the Phillies. He's been a very high-level performer, really, from day one. He had a couple tough months. But, guys, go back and look. Bryce Harper's OPS those first two bad months, quote-unquote, was .820. You know, Trey Turner's is almost 200 points lower than that. I mean, if you're going to build a team with $300 million players, they got to hit a lot to make up for the lack of pitching you're going to spend on you. And right now, Turner's not hitting.
Yeah, but his career OPS, and this is June, is going to be in June is .837. So hopefully he starts to trend in the right direction right now, Joe.
Well, that would change things.
And then and it's another thing. This is the unfortunate position that, to me, Trey Turner's in. You were counting on a guy to be a pitcher that got hurt. And if you look at some of the games that we've been in, some of the close games, not the ones we've gotten blown out in.
Yep.
If we've gotten better pitching, we would be well over .500 right now.
I agree.
We would be well over .500. That has killed us in some games. That has really killed us. This hitting has not gotten a chance to get into a rhythm, in my opinion, because the pitching has been so bad.
Well, I think it's like the bad team syndrome. When you hit, you don't pitch. You pitch, you don't hit. That's been the Phillies so far. 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract, it just goes away. It's like to get out of jail free card. You press a button. It never happened. It's almost like what was the movie Men in Black? Remember the red button?
The button.
It's just gone.
Erase your memory of the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing never happened. Would you do it?
Or you create the memory that you want? Like you say, hey, well, this happened in the little whatever they did on the Men in Black.
Change it all. I mean, it never happened. That's what I want to do here. I would undo the Trey Turner contract right now. Hugh would not. Kyle would not. Robert at Germantown is up. Hey, Robert.
Good morning, guys. Beautiful
What's going on, Robert? How you doing? Oh, beautiful
it's a,
day.
It's a warm day out there today,
Lululemon
Robert.
Lululemon day.
Yes.
Yes, it could be a night. Guys, what's the payroll of the Tampa Bay baseball team? What's our payroll?
I would guess Tampa Bay's probably around $90 million or so, $100 million, and this is probably – I know here it's $243.
Right. So here's my point. Most of the time, these big contracts people get, like my guys, the Yankees in the AL, Philly's my National League team, so don't shoot me. They gave a big fat contract, $150 million, to a pitcher that's never going to pitch, probably, for that, right? So Tampa Bay, I love it when I see Miami Heat with a bunch of undrafted guys in the finals and Tampa Bay leading all of baseball. I mean, forget about giving guys $300 million when they're going to be 40 years old. What's the point? Let's get a team. Let's get a bunch of guys who want to play hard, who got multiple skills, got some depth, like in Tampa Bay. I'll take Tampa Bay over the Yankees and the Phillies all day long. I'll take Oakland, Billy Ball. You know, yeah, you're not going to get guys hitting 60 home runs and stealing gazillions of bases. Who cares? I want to win championships. I want to get to the show.
Yeah, right? It's about winning, Robert. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's not like, it's about winning.
Did he say the A's?
Yeah.
Is it the A's?
Well, I think the A's back in the day. You mean the A's like the old, the Billy Bean A's?
Yeah, I thought you meant like with the low payroll.
Oh yeah, Moneyball.
Yeah, but aren't the A's like the professional farm team?
Yeah, they're tanking now. They're tanking now.
They sell everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, but there are a few years there. You know that they were right in the championship with the lowest payroll. I mean, my point being, you get it. Is let's go back to playing games with people who want to play, not like these wannabe billionaires. Let's get guys out there hustling, bunting, knowing fundamental stuff like Miami. I mean, I was watching a game yesterday, Joe Joseph, and was talking to a fellow today, a friend of mine, J.D. Walsh, who is a Maryland basketball player, full scholarship, and ran camps around the world for 15 years with the State Department. And we both, you know, Joseph, he was drafted 44th.
Mm-hmm.
And they read him his scouting report yesterday on the game, and it said, you're too slow, not athletic enough, can't jump, white boys from Serbia can't jump, blah, blah, blah. You see, I agree with it. But we were talking about it today. I said, you know, he had been coaching in Europe, J.D., and he said, it's true. It's all about basketball IQ and the nuances, the fundamentals, all of which Jokic has spades over Embiid.
Robert, you're right about that. You are so right. And I hope Embiid was watching and taking notes last night. And Robert, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. The other thing, most of these contracts and the points that Hughes brought up about Trey Turner's track record, yes, they're all real. But most of these guys that get these deals when they're 30, these contracts almost never end well. They usually start good.
Yeah.
But I think we all acknowledge the end of Trey Turner is going to be bad. It's just 40-year-old players are not usually good. But the beginning's supposed to be good.
I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think with the way that he trains and his work ethic and everything, that he's going to fall off, but I don't think it's going to be that tremendous. He just needs to get into a groove right now. He just needs to get comfortable. And for whatever reason, that has not happened just yet. But to your point, Joe, if to change everything and not have Trey Turner on this team, I would not do that.
Yeah, I would undo it. Hugh would not. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Phillies lose again yesterday, swept in New York. And let's have the conversation. Trey Turner's had a really, really poor start to his Phillies career. If you could undo the contract, it never happened. It's just a get-out-of-jail-free card. You press a button. The contract didn't exist. The Phillies have that money back to, moving forward, spend where they want and how they want. Would you do it? I would. Hugh and Kyle would not. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. And what did Rob Thompson say about the team possibly getting a bit complacent after success last season? We'll let you hear it next, right here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, I think to a man, everybody knows that, okay, the last three National League champions had the same type of start, but it doesn't happen every year. So they know what reality is, and they're grinding, and they're fighting. That answers your question.
Yeah. I think because it was a talking point, I know, for you in the spring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complacency. And I don't think has anything to do with it. I really don't. I just don't think we've put it all together yet. But I have full confidence that we will. And full faith in the clubhouse with the talent and the character that we have. I truly believe that we're going to find it.
Well, that ended better than a starter. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. When Rob Thompson said that, I was
that
like,
burned your biscuits.
Well, come on. First of all, this doesn't happen every year. Like, the idea that, every team that wins the pennant just starts bad. No, it has happened a few years in a row. He's right. And it's not impossible. But I was hoping that it wasn't like, we'll be fine. Teams that, they win the pennant, they start badly. But he did go on, Hugh, and say, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, and we're not complacent. I listen, I like Rob Thompson, and I don't put this on him, and I hope he's right on his team turning this around. But the one thing to know, because people have brought up last year a lot, Hugh, it's basically since opening day, it's been a talking point. Like last year, they started off poorly. At this point last year, they had a run differential of plus 29. They had outscored their opponents by 29 runs. This year, Hugh, it's minus 45. This team, it's not quite like last year. Last year was a little, you could almost see that they could turn around last year. This year's been worse.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same.
No.
And I get that. I understand the fact that, you know, it's not gotten up to the start that we wanted, especially when you look at some of the things that happened in the world, WBC,
yep.
Especially with Trey Turner. At some point, this has to be, and I think it is, it has to get real uncomfortable. And I think they're at that point right now where it's a little bit uncomfortable. You go up to New York and you get swept by the Mets, and now, you know, you got to go to Washington, and you don't know how it's going to turn out there. I don't feel that confident, but I think that they'll start to turn it around.
Well, last year against the Nats, they were basically free wins. Now, this Nats team is not quite as bad as they were last year. And, guys, they better win 2 out of 3 this weekend. I mean, we could walk in here Monday. They're in last place. They're one up on the Nationals. I mean, I will not handle that well if we walk in here Monday and they're in last.
I'm still in denial of that reality already.
Yeah.
Like, I refuse to accept that.
I'm with you. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right. Let's get back to the conversation here on Trey Turner. If you could undo this contract, would you? I mean, it's quite that. It's just that simple. If you go back in time, you press a button, get out of jail free card, would you? I would. I think the combination of his prime may already be gone. He's 30 years old. I didn't want 11 years anyway when he signed it. And this year could be a wash anyway, his first year here. Plus, the team could use that money to build an actually deep roster. I would do it. I would undo the contract. Hugh is not. Kyle's not ready.
Not doing it.
Not doing it. Yeah, Hugh. And the other, I mean, there's also parts of this thing that, you know, I acknowledge are real. Like, there's real life part of this, too, right? If they undid this, Hugh, some of his teammates could be upset at him. I mean, that's part of this thing.
Yeah,
too.
Bryce Harper.
Mm.
Bryce Harper's one of them. Bryce Harper was the guy that was real adamant about bringing Trey Turner
here.
His
guy.
Yeah. And for you not to have him here, and the fact that he said he wanted to take his game back, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do anything to P.O. Bryce Harper.
I can't upset assistant GM Harper.
You can't do that, man.
Take his game back. Take his players back.
He might walk. He just might walk out the dugout and be like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Bryce, I don't know what Bryce's track record is as a GM. I mean,
Real Muto?
Yes. That's certainly worked out for the most part. He had a couple relievers in there he wanted that stunk.
Okay,
I'm just saying. Can we just play right? I was going to say play right field. Can we just hit? All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Greg is up on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Greg.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Greg.
I don't think we should trade Turner because you know what would happen.
What would happen?
Have 57 home runs and 190 RBIs.
Well, I mean, he's not going to have 57 home runs. Maybe over the next like 3 years.
I know. He would bust out of that bubble he's in, and it ain't just him. It's the whole team, you know. And I just think we're in so much trouble. Nobody knows what to do. I mean, nobody.
Well, I know what to do. I press the magic button and undo the contract, and then it goes away.
I wish it was that easy. But you know, we had a lot of hope on paper before the season started. Wow, I was thinking we got the World Series in the bag. But you remember the Washington Redskins years ago when they got all them old players?
Yes.
And I just think we bought a 30-year-old guy that's going to turn out like one of them guys. I don't know.
You know what, Greg? I think there's a chance you're right. Yeah, of course. I know what you're talking about. Like, they brought in Bruce Smith and Deion Sanders. Yeah.
Urban Fryer.
Yeah. But you know what's embarrassing? My girl, my future wife, my fiance. I've been trying to get her more into Philadelphia sports, and I've been trying to get her into baseball, and I can't even do it. I can't.
It's kind of hard right now. It's a little hard.
I'm cussing. I'm this. I'm that. I can't even get it. And you know what's funny, too? I got to pay like $30 a month on my phone to watch the Phillies. I ain't paying this month.
Well, you know what? The Phillies should pay you back because they haven't.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. But I really do think they're going to snap out of it in June, July. I really do. I mean, I'm not counting on Schwarber to go do the stuff he did in his past, because we always said if we were a losing team in the past, we wouldn't want to bring up the past. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to hit nothing in June, I don't think, because he looks like a kid swinging at a pitch he's never seen in his life.
He does look lost. He really does.
I don't understand how a guy like that can automatically just go hit a home run, a meaningless home run, and then I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. Trey Turner, I watched him when he was a Dodger. Mm-hmm. That dude was bad. All of a sudden, he don't know what he's doing.
Well, he's in his own head, too. And, Greg, we appreciate the phone call. The one thing Greg said there, Hugh, that I think is probably permeating with a lot of people and probably hit a lot of people, like whether it's your girlfriend, wife, kids, there are a lot of people so excited for this season. Like, so my son is 8, my daughter's 6. They watched the World Series last year, right? Mm-hmm. That was kind of the first time they got into baseball. Like, they're kind of that age. We watched the World Series, went to a game last summer, and all offseason, when does the season start? We're so excited. Like, they were so excited when Trey Turner, because, like I said, he's the best shortstop, and he's fast, and he runs. And every day they ask me, like, the Phillies win today? No. Phillies playing this weekend? Yeah. They're going to win? I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like that excitement is just getting crushed.
You know what's funny? Like going to Eagles practice yesterday, shout out to all the reporters that I saw there. That's all everybody talked about. And they talked about how tough it is to watch the Phillies right now.
It is.
It's tough. It's a tough watch, man. And how, you know, it's one of those things where you go into this season with a whole bunch of excitement. And that has not been the case. It's been a whole lot. And I understand it. And that's the way that I watch baseball. The way that I watch it is, hey, it's a long season and you have a chance to turn it around. But there's been so many. There's been a long stretch of just bad baseball.
Yes.
The last couple of weeks. And I still believe in this team, but it's just hard to get excited about something that you kind of know how it's going to play out because it's played out like that every other night.
Yeah, I feel like every time we try or think positively about the Phillies, isn't it about the past? Like, is there anything about like last year, I know it might be hard to remember, but last year, again, they had a positive run differential. The manager was blowing games. So, like, all right, we get that manager out of here. Maybe they'll start winning. Like, is there a single thing about this team just on this year that you actually could say, oh, I could see why they're going to start winning? They don't pitch. They don't play the field. They don't hit. Like, they don't do anything.
I thought you was asking something to be positive about. The fact that Bryce Harper came back early.
Bryce. Mm-hmm. Bryce is it.
Yeah.
The Bryce thing, yeah. But, like,
outside of that,
there's nothing that this team does on a nightly basis that, like, excites you or even, like, grabs you.
It's not consistent.
Like, it's freaking boring, dude. They suck. Like, putting up three runs in an entire series against the Mets, dude, in Citi Field.
We got Kyle going.
Yeah, it makes me want to freaking explode, dude. I mean, it makes me want to change the channel. Like, I was, but when the Mets went up 4-2, I'm like, two runs is insurmountable.
Yeah, you don't feel good about it because you like, it's not, it's any other time you would think that it's a winnable game,
yeah.
But this team is not.
Oh my God, it's like
tough.
I'm like, get me to 8:30 so I can watch, you know, Miami Heat get freaking dragged in the NBA Finals.
Boy,
but like,
did they get?
Yeah, well, I was ready to turn the freaking Phillies off. I like I said, man, don't handle losing to the Mets well.
Well, none of us do. 215-592-9490. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract, would you do it? I would. Hugh is not there. Max in Jacksonville. What's up, Mac?
How's it going, man?
Hey, Mac. What are you thinking, buddy?
I would just I think you have to redo the contract or just not take on Trey. We like looked at it like he was going to be a great fielder and change the fielding on this team and the base running on this team. And one player isn't going to do that. And you basically gave up the opportunity to improve your pitching, which we didn't have in the World Series last year. To just bring on a $300 million contract for one player at one position. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, the one player, I do think, you know, because people are bringing up a little bit like, well, this happened to Harper, and a little bit, but like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, when those guys were free agents, like they were like literally the perfect free agents, great players, and they were 25 years old. So like you knew they had 4 or 5 or 6, whatever, great years left before you worried about decline. Like Trey Turner, this is his age 30 season. Mac, like his best baseball very well might be behind him, and they got 11 years of this thing.
Definitely. And I'm honestly like me and you kind of think the same, Joe, like, we kind of think more along the path of like a GM and forward thinking. And I'm starting to get serious 76ers vibes with how this team is constructed and what pieces we have to improve the team. It's almost like we like sold out our team for like the launch angle era and almost stole the World Series last year. Like credit to Dombrowski. He almost put it together, but it almost in a way set us up for the way these new rules are. I think people are undervaluing like how much these rules like are affecting the team, and I the future just is not looking good, man. With like the pitching and the fielding and the base running, like I'm definitely worried with how the future's looking.
Well, I am too. Yeah, Mac, man, I appreciate the phone call. I am too. I mean, the team's not very particularly young. And, I mean, Hugh, the only avenue they have to get really better over the next few years is those young pitchers, right? Painter, led by Painter. Like, those, that's the influx of maybe some youth and some good talent. But for the most part, though, Hugh, the guys here have to – it's them, right? They got to turn it around.
Yeah, and I look at it like this, and I understand where you guys are coming from, but you strike while the iron's hot. They went to the World Series last year. They added one of the best players you possibly could add. They're trying to get another bite at the apple because, to your point, these things are cyclical. They tend to go up and don't go down as years go on. And so you might be in a point where you might be trending down, but you're still in a good spot. You look at the NL. Look at the NL as a whole. There's a lot of teams, even though we're facing being at the bottom of the East tonight. There's a lot of teams that are still lumped up together right now.
Well, basically, the entire league is within five games of a playoff spot. I mean, that's even the Nationals. I mean, and the Phillies, obviously, are just one game above them. But, like, the whole NL is within four and a half or five or so games.
So you're still in striking distance. You just have to figure out – like, you have to figure out what buttons to push. What buttons to push in the situation because, obviously, that's been the case. I think this team is still good, but for whatever reason – they have not been able to string together a good run of anything.
No.
A good run of anything.
They really haven't. I mean, it's been such a strange year where they win four, lose four. I mean, it's just – and right now they're in the bad rut, right? They're in the lose four rut here. And would it surprise anyone if they win three in a row? No, and then they might lose four in a row. It's been all year with this. 215-592-9494. If you could undo the Trey Turner contract, would you? I would absolutely, right now, I would hit the button. It never happened. He'd go play somewhere else. We'll always get the $300 million back to spend on a better, more diverse roster, more pitching. I mean, I go back to last year. They didn't lose because they couldn't hit. I mean, they didn't lose because they couldn't hit enough in the World Series. I know they got no hit, but the Astros had more good pitching.
They had firepower.
Tons of it. And you watch the Phillies, even last year and even this year, I mean, there's just not much pitching. I mean, that's a big part of this. Steve in Marlton is up. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Steve, how you doing?
I'm all right. I don't think you can undo a contract for a guy who has a track record like he does based on a 55-game sample.
Well, let me ask you, Steve, let me ask you a question because I think your point is fair, but does it at all worry you when his last four seasons, OPS, 982, 911, 809, 6, whatever it is now. Like, he's going down for three straight years.
I understand that, but look, forget the OPS for a minute. Look at the raw numbers. He hit 300, 20 home runs, 100 runs, almost drove in 100. So, I mean...
If you want to use that too, 335 batting average, 328, 298, 236. I mean, this is a straight line down.
It is a straight line down, but again, you're using a 55-game sample.
Right. Well, that's all I have right now in this season, but you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but, and, you know, I'll disagree with the pitching part of it. I mean, they did upgrade their pitching. I mean, if we learned anything from the World Series last year is that you can never have enough arms. So they added Strom, which wasn't a big name at the time, but he's really performed well. And they added Soto and they added Walker. And at the time, everybody thought Walker was a good signing, and so far it's...
But they didn't upgrade. Walker is a worse pitcher than Zach Eflin. They downgraded.
Well, I agree. They should have kept Eflin.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But at the time, everybody thought that Walker would be a trade off, and it's been a mixed bag so far. He's had some good outings, and he's had some bad outings. I wouldn't be surprised if he's hurt based on what
I agree. Well, I agree with that. You saw him yesterday. He's kind of shaking his arm out.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think people discount is, and it's not an excuse for Trey Turner, but it's the guys in the middle of the lineup. Losing Hoskins is huge. It changes how they pitch all the guys that hit before him or after him. They all are approached different now. They're not going to see as many pitches to hit. And that has a domino effect on the rest of the lineup. I mean, it's huge. You just don't replace those 35 home runs.
Well, you know what, Steve? On that point, I agree. They've missed him more than I thought they would. Steve, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, we said it a little bit yesterday. Really, they miss him taking his walks, taking pitches, and the home runs. I mean,
yeah, and carrying his team in dry spells like they're going through right now.
Yeah, you know what? He was the kind of guy, Hugh, where he would have cold stretches, week or two or three, but then he would hit two home runs in a game, and maybe you win that game 4-3. And they don't have that right now. Like yesterday. Maybe yesterday was a game Reese would have hit a couple runs, home runs. That's true. They do. But when it comes to Trey Turner, I want to ask, before we go back to this, I just want to say one thing. Can I ask a favor of everyone?
What you want?
I think we need to stop saying, and this is a Dombrowski thing, that he improved the team, the players just aren't playing well. It's his job to pick players that play well. Like, a GM is almost like a stockbroker. They're picking the right stock. Like, if Howie Roseman doesn't get this kind of pass. Like, if Howie Roseman traded for A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown came in here and had 35 catches last year and stumbled over himself, would anyone have called and said, well, he got A.J. Brown? No, it didn't work. Like, Taiwan Walker stinks. Like, I don't care that everyone was excited about it. We're not GMs.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, on the guys, like, the fringe players, like Walker, I get. The Turner thing, I'm not, like, I don't know how hard you can come down on Dombrowski for Trey Turner not being Trey Turner.
I mostly agree with you.
Like Taiwan Walker, okay, you should have the foresight to, like, Dombrowski should know whether or not he's going to be a good contributor, a good number three, number four guy.
It's like, literally his job.
Right, exactly. But the Trey Turner thing, I mean, everybody and their mom and their grandmom thought that Trey Turner was an elite, one of the best baseball players.
I agree.
That's tough.
To be fair, I'll just tell you how I felt when they signed him. Hugh, I questioned the 11-year contract, but I was not saying they shouldn't sign Trey Turner because we all thought he was a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't down on bringing Trey Turner.
It was just the year.
Yeah, but I didn't think he was going to be bad like this. I mean, nobody did.
No, but and it's unfortunate that he is, but I think he's going to work his way out of this. I really, really do. He got $300 million for a reason. He got it for a reason, and I think that he's going to somewhat live up to the contract that they gave him.
Well, he better start because, I mean, they need him. And obviously they continue to bat him to the top of the order, which puts him in all these big situations. Ken's in South Jersey. Hey, Ken.
Ken.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
how
Ken.
You doing?
I want to get to your Trey Turner question, but I just want to make a point about something you just alluded to about a pass.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about passes. If Nick Sirianni said in the press conference after the Eagles lose to the Cowboys this year, when he was asked how you fix it, and he said, I don't know. Would Nick Sirianni get a pass? I mean, I think that answer to that presser question the other night for Rob Thompson when he said, I don't know, has the potential to go down in Philly's history right up there with Andy McPhail and, you know, if we don't, we don't.
So,
even if you're thinking it, you can't say it.
Ken, I agree with you. He shouldn't have said it. It did sound bad. But I think it's a fair, like, comparison.
Assessment.
Yeah. And you're right. Sirianni would get roasted. But also, if we're being fair, like, Sirianni has way more impact over what happens, X's and O's and scheme. I mean, there is a point to, like, what is a manager literally going to do?
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Well, that's true. That is true.
I'll help you. I'll help you with that.
Okay.
Because, no, I would not undo the Trey Turner contract. We all thought Trey Turner was a really good baseball player because Trey Turner is a really good baseball player. And the back of the baseball card tends to be reflective once everything plays out over 162-game season. So he might not have his best year, but he's not going to be this bad all year, and he's not going to be this bad next year. But when you talk about decisions the manager can make, I've yet to hear somebody just ask Rob Thompson to justify how you can put legitimately the worst hitter in baseball among qualifying hitters in the lineup every single day. There is no argument you could possibly make that putting Kyle Schwarber in the lineup every day gives you a better chance to win games and makes you a better baseball team. And for the first 100 years that this game was played, Kyle Schwarber would not be an everyday player. 15 years ago, he was Matt Stairs on that Phillies team. And that's the role that Kyle Schwarber would play on any rational baseball team where decisions about baseball aren't being made by MIT math majors who have somehow convinced themselves that strikeouts can be productive at bats, and all that matters is if you hit the ball out of the ballpark or you walk.
So, here's where I think you're gone too far. Like, maybe you think I've gone too far in Turner. You're too far on Schwarber. How do all these teams win with him if he stinks so badly? the Cubs, won, the Red Sox won, and the Phillies won. The guy has won in the playoffs more than almost anyone the last 6 or 7 years of baseball.
He's part of winning teams. He's at 229.
He's not, Ken. He's not just part of it, Ken.
He's like 160 now, though.
Yeah, he isn't one. He's not just part of it. He's hit in the middle or top of the order for those teams. He was a major part of it.
Look, I'm a partial season ticket holder, so I'm down at a lot of games. And you have a lot of the same people, obviously, that you see when you go to games because everybody's in the same section where they own their seats. And you have a lot of these conversations. And the Kyle Schwarber defenders always have just one thing to say, just one. He led the league in home runs last year. I don't care. It doesn't matter. He's got 31 hits this year, 31 hits, 13 of them are home runs. What does he contribute to the baseball team if he doesn't make contact? And he doesn't make contact very often. His strikeout rate is over 30%. You can make a compelling argument that you're a better baseball team, and I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth, if Dalton Guthrie is playing left field more than Kyle Schwarber is playing left field, because you at least have a plus defender out there. And
yeah, but home runs win games, Ken. Home runs.
You have to make contact to hit home runs.
Right.
You know? I know you get that point.
Of course. But guess what? On this team, he's the only guy with double-digit home runs.
Because nobody else is doing their job.
Of course, in the lineup, from
the right side that can.
Ken, to be fair to you, I wouldn't be upset if they sat him against lefties. He's striking out like 40% of the time against lefties. I'd be okay with it, actually. But, like, they can't. Like, you need to hit home runs to win. Go look at the teams that have the most home runs. I bet they have the best records and give up the least home runs. Like, they need him in the lineup because nobody else hits the ball over the wall.
Well, he only hits the ball over the wall when he makes contact, Joe. That's part of the problem.
I think that's the sticky point for him. Yeah. He makes contact.
Other ways to contribute with the bat in your hand. And there's a lot of ways to contribute with the bat in your hand.
Sure. And I get it. He's been bad this year. I mean, I love Schwarber as a player, as a winner, but I'm not arguing with you. He's been bad this year.
He hasn't just been bad this year, Joe. He's a sub 200 hitter since he put on a Phillies uniform. I mean,
I understand
we think that you have to hit home runs to win games.
But you do. I mean, he hit nearly 60 home runs in his first year as a Philly when you add the postseason in. Like, we can't just discount that.
He's not. That's all he does.
But Ken, wasn't that what Ryan Howard was?
No, Ryan Howard was a 300 hitter.
For a very brief period.
He was way more than a 160 hitter.
Right, but they were winning a lot of games, let's say 09, 10, 11, and he was not a 300 hitter anymore. He was basically a home run hitter at that point. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was an RBI machine.
Right, well,
that was,
well.
That was because he had guys around him.
Absolutely. Well, Ken, and we agree on that. I mean, yeah, you get Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley in front of you, you're going to knock in a lot of runs. Boy, I'm having a tough time warding off the Schwarber people.
Guys, that's because it's June and everyone is expecting.
Well, you lost money yesterday.
The wallet took a little bit of a hit. Good
Hopefully
thing.
Today it will be hit.
That's right.
It will be Kyle Schwarber slump bust.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's the month of Kyle's, and I'm looking for. I'm down $3, so it's $1 for two home runs, $2 for one home run.
I think you missed this in the meeting yesterday. What's the meme, that the skeleton? That feels like us with the, today's the day.
It's like that the Phillies are going to finally turn it around and all. Yeah, it's like there's the meme of it's a skeleton holding a drink, basically just
nice
sitting there waiting
today,
your
too.
Entire
it's
life.
It's a nice day. Yeah. It's a nice day. It's going to be warm today.
I am that meme.
It's a nice day to avoid last place.
Yeah, it is.
It's also a nice day to hit the eject button on the Trey Turner contract. 215-592-9494. If you could, would you undo the Trey Turner contract? We got a lot to get to. All your phone calls, and we'll chat with John Heyman, Odyssey MLB insider. He buried the Phillies yesterday after they buried themselves in New York. We'll have to ask him about an interesting report about an MLB GM who apparently has his eyes on training for one of the Phillies' top players. That's next. John Heyman, all your phone calls. Would you undo the Trey Turner contract? I would. We'll discuss it. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.